We want to thank y'all for tuning in to Run Up the Numbers.
Every Monday at 8 a.m. And if you missed us in the morning, you can catch the replay in the afternoon at 2 p.m. and again at 8. You can also check out the shows archived over at thenumbers.fm. And for you early risers, every Monday morning at 6 a.m. on 107.1 X-Ray FM.
Make sure you're following us on all social media because we out here.
Yes.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram,
yes.
House Party,
yes.
YouTube,
there.
Twitch, Black Planet. I know y'all talking about our OnlyFans. It's going crazy in there. MySpace, Tinder, catch us ticking on the TikTok and Google Plus.
And this week, we'll be putting you up on a very special edition of Run Up the Numbers. Cam, what's good, bro?
Oh, not too much. What's going on with you, brother?
You know, it's been a busy week. You know, We got a lot going on. We just finished closing down the Away Home exhibit here at the museum.
Yes.
You
know, yes.
All some new things, and y'all killing the pop-up shop.
Yeah, it was going down. That was a nice little experience today, being able to... you know, see the people come and support this that last day of that installment.
Yeah.
Good vibes, a lot of good tunes for the head tops being spun at the top of the art museum. It was a lot of confused faces coming off the elevator at moments.
Yeah, definitely. But you know, if you haven't got a chance yet, definitely make sure y'all come through. Check out the pop-up shop.
Yes.
It's amazing. We have some, you know, really, really dope local featured artists in there. And speaking of dope, you know,
I see you.
In La Studio.
Yes, sir.
We got P of Chocolate Dope. How are you, sir?
Oh, man, I'm blessed. I'm blessed right now.
I love it.
How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Good. It's always good to see you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all inviting me. You know what I'm saying?
It's long overdue.
Yes.
Long overdue. So for anyone unfamiliar with Chocolate Dope, could you let them know? What exactly does Chocolate Dope do?
We have a street fashion, and multiple other things involved with it. Anything I can put Chocolate Dope on, I'm going to sell it.
It's very true. Very true.
Yes. From Wisconsin, me and my partner, Tion Calvert, and came out to Colorado first, and then I had a few people out here in Portland, Oregon, so I realized Portland was a... They definitely support the home team heavy, you know, and so I could deal with that because I work hard. So I figured if I get out here and, you know what I'm saying, make some shake, I figured, you know, something could happen. And this is where we at now.
It's been happening.
Yeah.
It's been happening. I remember one of my first interactions, I think it was my absolute first interaction with P, was right when the pandemic hit. And, you know, we were trying to make sure people were safe. So Chocolate Dope had manufactured some masks and gave, you know, a couple of local brands and organizations, black-led organizations, an opportunity to get involved with providing masks for our community. So we all put in. P went and got the mask printed. And we went around. Portland was distributing masks to members of our community. Yeah. That was amazing. You know, shout out to Asia. Spade for, you know,
Definitely
putting the song in the text
thread. Yeah, Studio 23 for printing them, you know, because he definitely came through on that. And like I said, man, the numbers came through.
Park and Spark
was there,
yeah, man, that was an amazing opportunity.
Yeah,
I still got some of the masks in here, too. We still give them out to some people, yes.
Oh, wow,
I feel like there's a couple still circulating in my house, too.
I met a couple of people that know me from the mask,
yeah.
They that's said dope.
They don't know me, but they like, I got the mask a long time ago. Freeze, that's you. I'm like, yeah. I was trying to save y'all, you know, trying to help us from catching the COVID,
right?
You know, the interesting thing too, you're talking about first times. The first time I had ran across P in person, it was actually over at Studio 23, and was headed in, and we crossed paths over there, both getting some work done, and sat and had a whole chopping session. I think at that time I was still doing calculated conversation with David, and some it basically turned into me and him having a calculated conversation on the spot first time. So,
for real, that's why I knew I had to do it, because
right.
I said, "Man, I really got to talk to that guy."
You know what I'm saying? We made it work
because we kind of took over the you know the spot for a minute.
Right.
I know them guys were like, "Hey, man, y'all can go home and talk something, get on the phone and do something," but we just kind of took over the Studio 23's whole garage and just went in.
Right. right. That's that, bro.
No, for real. Yeah, for real.
It's been amazing, you know, to be in community with, you know, other organizers and entrepreneurs such as yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've been at it for a minute now.
Yeah.
You know, you remember hanging out with us at the old office and, you know, we are where we are now.
Definitely.
And then it was amazing. Like, I remember just feeling, like, overwhelmed with joy to hear that you guys were opening at, and I was at 9th and Burnside, right?
Yeah, yep.
Like,
what? Downtown, yeah, man.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Man, so could you, for a little bit, because I know we definitely want to talk about, you know, what's happening right now. Could you give people,
what's going on?
Yeah, a little bit of just like the journey of how you even got to that point, you know.
Well, this is what happened. Mm-hmm. Me and my partner back home was anti-store until the buzz was just too crazy. But with me staying out here, cause back home, that's a regular move. There ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying? But here is different. And then with me doing the pop-ups back to back, and then a couple of people had their stores, and they had been asking when you don't have a store so I can come there, because there's a lot of people that would miss me. So like after a while, they're like, man, like when you don't have a store, you have a store. And after a while, I started hearing, I'm like, you know what? It might be just time. So one day, I talked to my partner. He wasn't feeling it because the blueprint was not to get one until it was just crazy.
Right.
I'm like, bro, you're not living out here. You don't see what's going on.
Right.
Like this shit is like it's time. Like, right. And we'll just figure it out from there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And I went to go get a spot on Sandy, which was right down the street from Stacking Kicks.
Oh.
The next block over.
Right.
I think he on 33. I think I was on 32. And I was gonna get that. And for some reason, there was no traffic, and that's what made me rethink it. And I was already damn near in.
Right.
It was a nice size and everything. And it would just been called Chocolate Dope Apparel, you know what I'm saying, at the store.
Gotcha.
And they called me back and said I needed something else to make sure I get in. And I just held off because I wasn't feeling the spot, really. And I'm like, I'm not from here, so. I got some people coming on off the internet. You feel me? Just off the.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would love to have some walk ups.
Yeah.
Just because of me not being here, I'm gonna need all that.
Yeah.
So I talked to a couple people and I said, where is it? Would be a good spot to get, it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they was like Hawthorne. So I started looking on Hawthorne. You know what I'm saying? Trying to figure out if there, you know, more traffic of people, and then I ended up running into AC, well, his name is Cam. That's my homeboy Cam Ish, and he's AC Cream.
Okay.
And for some reason, he came to me about let's get a store together, and it was weird because I was kind of thinking the same thing when he was on his mission to do that.
Okay.
And we just kind of ran two together, and he asked me, and I'm like, hell yeah, let's get it.
Yeah.
And I already knew what type of dude he was, especially with fashion and all that. Yeah. And if he was willing to take his risk with me, I'll take a risk with you. Let's get it. And I needed upstairs for the homegirl to do nails. So I told him and Sophie about that. Bro, I'm talking about like, it wasn't even a week later they found that spot. The first spot was that spot.
Wow.
And I went over there and was like, oh yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
There's no need to look anywhere else.
We are here.
We are here.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? So that's how that ended up happening. So basically instead of doing, calling it Chocolate Dope or AC Cream, we just called it Drip, you know what I mean? And we both up in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it just worked out. It just worked out better.
And the timing couldn't have been more
and
perfect,
the timing
right?
couldn't have been no.
Right,
I mean,
before holiday season.
Man, come on. It was just, you know, just too perfect. And, you know, the way this the way that whole area is set up. What's the bookstore called?
Oh, Powell's.
Powell Bookstore, which I did not know until I got over there, is the biggest attraction from all over the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't know that. So that was a blessing for that. And it's just upon it, just everything around there. So we would just hang out and just like that. Like, it's a lot of foot traffic.
Yeah.
Just in general, just on a regular day.
On a Tuesday,
just going ham over there. So I'm like, oh, yeah. And I don't know if y'all know about Corner Lots. Corner Lots is the soul of an area.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
So if you can get that corner lot popping, it's gonna work out good for everybody else too.
Absolutely.
And then also really work out good for you because that's the first thing they see.
Right.
If there's a crosswalk being made, which is gonna be, that's where they gotta be at, right in front of my store.
So let me hit you with something real quick. This had to be last summer because it was definitely during COVID. Or it might even be the summer before that when it first really hit.
Mm-hmm.
But you were posted up at the food carts.
Park the carts.
Park the carts.
Mm-hmm.
Down there under the tent.
Yeah.
And the way that y'all were rocking down there under that, it was like walking into a brick and mortar. You had racks. Can I have racks? It was mannequins. I was like, what is going on? But like, even more than that, like, so that was already impressive. That was amazing.
Appreciate it.
And what you just brought to the pop-up game was just, you know, levels of beyond.
Mm-hmm.
But what I enjoyed more than that was just popping up on you. Like,
yeah.
I swing through. If you're there, oh, it's a wrap. An hour of my day is gone. We're in there. We're
right.
Busting
the campaigning. Club. Yeah, we're going to
exactly.
Eat some food.
We're going to bail. We're going to chop
I
it up.
Felt, oh, I felt like that was my house with a bunch of different food spots in
that
the club.
That was your city hall. That's
man,
what that was.
Man. Like, that's how I felt.
Were, yeah, it was so good. That sense of community we had, just all of us being out there, people just pulling up. So it was really like when you talked about getting that spot on 9th and Burnside. Mm-hmm. I wasn't familiar with the other company, the other organization
right.
that you're working with, but it just felt like we all made it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, like, it was always that sense of family. It's like, oh, man, P is up in there? Oh, it's a wrap. Like, it's about to go down. Like, it felt so good. All right, so let's fast forward to where we are
today.
Mm.
Well,
I got a text message from the good brother last week, and it was a group text, and it was a GoFundMe link, and I'm like, what is happening? And that was my first hint, first notification of any type that the store, which was about to open, like you were, as a matter of fact, y'all were in here the week before that.
Yep, doing the drops. Doing the drops.
Recording commercials for the show, for the store.
Yep.
I got that notification that the store got broken into a week before you're supposed to open.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to us about that.
I believe it happened on Monday, and the store was the open. The grand opening was on Saturday, so I got a call from or a text message from one of the other Sophie, which is part of AC Cream, and text me in a picture of the window being just yanked up out of there. And the maintenance man was down there, fixing it up. And so me and my girl rushed down there because, we're like, damn, there's some stuff in there. Like, that shit, the whole store wasn't filled up, obviously, right. but we had some stuff in there, and AC Cream had stuff in there. And we had just had the cash register, the POS system and stuff in there. You know what I mean? Of course, there's no money in it, but still, like, that wasn't cool. Like, and, they cleaned out the TV, the clothes, and just did some dumb stuff, like, just kind of tore up the stuff we had in there. Not tore it all the way up.
So vandalism.
Yeah, a little vandalism. Like that. Okay. It doesn't make no sense. Like, because we got the Wi-Fi and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, why would you just like turn it upside down? Like, what are you doing? You're not gonna steal the Wi-Fi. Like, what are you?
Right. You can't actually. You're steal like,
what were you confused on? What it was?
And so they got out of saying that you had inventory in there of clothes, right?
Yeah, we had some stuff in there.
Okay. And so they cleared all that.
Yeah, well, he had more. I had less. But I had, like, laptops and stuff that's all connected to the POS system.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was just in there that night, like, 2.5 to almost 3 hours getting that set up. Because, Saturday is on.
Right.
So we're trying to get everything set up, which we knew was going to do the last minute because they're coming to put all the cameras in here and get it cracking. You know what I'm saying? So all that happened, and I'm just like, oh, wow. Like, this is what they do right before. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm not going to lie. It hurt. You know what I mean? Like, the first initial, it hurt. And I'm like, dang. Like, and, I'm not from here, so I get that feeling like, oh, here we go. You know what I'm saying? They don't want me to,
Yeah.
But I'm actually with somebody else that's from here. So
I did
it that right away. And I just, it's just a lot of different feelings go through your mind. And I know where we at. So I'm just like, okay, this is the first time I've been taken because I must have left my car unlocked in front of my crib downtown, and they got a whole bunch of all red chocolate dope sweatshirts.
Mm.
They got me quick, and I'm just like, yeah, what time I see these red ones? Because they too red,
right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right,
I know you ain't buying for me. I remember.
Right.
But it never happened. But, it's just things you got to learn when you're downtown. You have to be on point when you live downtown. And you know, regardless of the riots and all that, like, downtown is rebuilding, but it's still, you got to be careful. You have to make sure your situation's on point with your security and all of that. And you got to, you know, you got to spend a little bit of money.
That's a sheesh. So, like, since that, you know, I guess getting over that initial shock and those feelings of frustration that's warranted, right?
Then we got to give, now it's time to react. Now, I'm a person, if y'all don't really know me, I read a book a long time ago. I can't think of it now. I wish I can give y'all the name of it. But this book was about a guy who took everything that happened to him bad, and he just turned his mind to it was a good thing. And so ever since that book, that's what I've been doing when bad things happen. And I'm really heavy with the marketing. So as soon as that happened, right away, my girl got to reacting. She got to GoFundMe, like, we gonna get this. I'm not tripping on, we gonna get insurance back, but it takes a little while, you know what I'm saying? But and then right away, I said, I called one of the homies, Gourmet Brothers, Marquise, and he said, well, just call. I didn't know you could just email them, they'll get back to you, the news. So she emailed the news, and they got right back to us, and then boom, that day, they was there doing the interview, and they came in, and shout out to, you know, Channel 12 News and Channel 6, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, they definitely came through.
That's tight.
And got the you know, got it out there. For Portland and everybody to see what's going on.
How's the community support been since putting that information out?
Like, it's been cool. Like, people been reaching out and everything, you know. So slowly but surely, when things are going on, and we, like I said, we back up and running on the fourth. Come on, man! Like, we're not going. This was just a roadblock, a little. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Something in the road. We had a detour. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, basically, this with being on the news and everything, it just let everybody know the new day, and we just had to hurry up. And you know, I just ain't one of them dudes that just gonna just be like, oh man, It's just not. It's what happens. You know what I'm saying? I'd have been through a lot, and then with me being here in Portland, just all the things that has went down, this wasn't as bad as the other things that could have. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's just how I just took it. Yeah. Just, hey man, we just wasn't on point this time. We got a couple things took. Let's get back to it. We just need to be open, and that once we get open, then we on.
So you said y'all back on schedule for the fourth?
For the 4th of December.
Like, so, like, a lot of things going on the 4th. You might do some cross promo.
Yes.
Some things popping off here on the 4th. Okay. I'm glad, though. I'm glad that, you know, you haven't been deterred and derailed to the point that this, you know, really is going to just sit you down for a minute. So, really, really happy to hear y'all going to be up and cracking on the 4th.
Yeah,
let me ask you this, though, real quick. For anyone that wants to support, you know, getting you guys back, trying to not necessarily recoup everything that you lost, but at least want to support the efforts, what would be the best way for them to get involved?
They can basically just go to, we have a GoFundMe set up, and go to my Facebook, Reginald Chocolate Dope Parham, and then you can go on there on my page, and you'll find the GoFundMe on there.
Okay.
And or you can just go. You can cut all that out and go straight to my Cash App, which is Chocolate Dope. Choco Dope.
Okay.
Which is what is the money sign? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Money sign Choco Dope. C H O C O D O P E. Not Chocolate Dope. It's Choco Dope.
Choco.
Yep.
And you know where else they'll be able to go? To the Numbers website. Definitely. We'll make sure we put the GoFundMe link on our website, and we'll put it in the link to the link in our bio on IG.
Man. I just want to basically tell the people, no matter what happens, like I said about that book I read, that changed my life a lot. And you can't even imagine how much it changed, because I've seen a lot of people take one situation and then just don't come back. You know what I mean? And a lot of these situations don't be that serious. And I was one of the people that never knew how to get the community to help me, because I was always doing something bad. So I never knew how to do it. So my first time, which was with the Numbers, with the mask, I didn't know how to do that. I had to call Asa. You know what I'm saying? Like, how do I even do this? And I was so surprised of the love I got because of what I wanted to do. Because a lot of people don't know. Me being in Portland, I never seen this many homeless people.
Right.
So it always bothered me. So I always just help them no matter what. Not all the time, you know what I'm saying? But,
right, yeah,
but
yeah.
I take time out of my day to go give money to the homeless. I used to give pizzas to the homeless and everything. It's just because it's just crazy. I never seen that many. We don't have that back home. Not like that.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Wisconsin, like even in Chicago, we see them, but it ain't like this.
Right.
Like, this is communities of homeless people, and it's just crazy. But basically what I was saying is you keep pushing no matter what happens. Mm-hmm. Especially when you already up and running, there is no, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to just figure it out. Like, okay, this happened. Okay, well, you know what I'm saying? Just keep it moving. Because one thing you're not going to do, you know what I'm saying, in this game is quit. Because that's the only way you're done.
Yeah.
I got to get my W.
Talk about it.
I stay at the courts until 7 o'clock at night, and then just to get that win.
Yeah.
I've been on there losing all you know what I'm saying, all day.
Yeah.
But I need my win though.
Yeah.
So I don't care who went home and however easy it is,
yeah,
that's still a win at the end of the day.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So you just, that's just the type of person I am. And at this point, we got the store. We there already. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a little situation, but we just need to open, and we just love the community to come out and support and help, man. Because I'm, definitely.
December 4th.
Yes, sir.
Dollar sign, Drip. Chaco, dope.
Yes. Yeah, just cut the middleman out. Cut the middleman out and just go right to it.
Yeah.
You know, we appreciate it. But definitely I'm somebody that gives back, you know, so if you know, thinking like that or whatever,
I love to
give back because that's just what I do now.
Yeah.
Like my son's birthday, his next birthday, we're going to just go and give money to the homeless. And there's no more, I don't do Christmas no more. We adopt families for Christmas. Yeah. Like this last Christmas, I adopted a family.
Yeah.
I just don't.
Yeah.
This is what I'm on, man. I'm on something else. It's just, I don't know. It's just different. And I'm not even rich yet. So it's just different because I noticed during the pandemic, I had more money than certain people, and I was so surprised that people were buying my clothes. Like, everybody just wanted to be fly during the pandemic.
Right.
But I ain't gonna lie, my footwear collection did increase during the pandemic.
Hey, stand in the house. You was in the house.
Up and down the steps.
I'm talking about killing them. Like, y'all ain't ready for
this. Wait till they see me in the kitchen.
Like, wait till they see me, though.
What?
But I'm here. So I appreciated the community and everybody that supported Chocolate Dope during the pandemic because I was hella surprised how much people bought.
Yeah.
I wasn't even prepared, to be honest with you, because I just didn't think it was going to happen. But once it started moving and grooving, like you said, like, people were fly at the crib. So during that time, that's when I started really giving back and helping out. Because I was like, well, there's people that really lost their whole business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? From a different angle of whatever they was doing, it wasn't working with the pandemic. So I took it as a blessing, like, damn. All this time that I, you know, that wasn't right and things now I'm doing, and this is, it was working out. So I'm definitely going to get back because that's a blessing.
Absolutely. What can people look forward to on the 4th for the official grand opening? What you got planned?
Oh, we're just going to have, you know, got a DJ, got some food, you know what I mean? And just good vibes, good positive vibes in there. Me and AC Cream and Chocolate Dope and AC Cream just making it happen.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of some stuff. I just can't wait to open because we got some. Monday drops is going to be ill when y'all see Monday drops. And we're not even open on Monday, but it's going to be called a Monday drop. And so we're going to take advantage of 6 to 9 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's the only time you can come through.
Wait, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.?
No. 6 at night.
I'm like, he doing for real.
No.
Dedication.
Yeah. So, I think we're just going to take advantage. And we're just going to have some fun, like, I think people just got to remember you got to have fun with whatever it is you're doing.
Damn.
And I love what I do. So I just, you know, we're going to do whatever it takes and mess with other brands. And like the 9 brand right in front of me right here. So the drop thing is I'm going to show the town because we're not going to have other brands in the store, but especially in the beginning because we're just getting ready.
Right.
But on Monday, I'm going to do the drops because we'll have a DJ there. We might have a live band there. Food there that day. And just, you know what I'm saying, and so we'll be like, we're going to show your newest stuff, like your newest hoodie, your newest hat, whatever it is that day. We're going to show that plus my stuff. And AC. And give love to the city, you know?
You probably don't know because he's real humble and like to keep things on the low and be real modest about it. But if you need balloon animals, Ken is nice. I done seen this dude mean?
What? He said, I heard a giraffe. Like, so you want a Komodo dragon? Wait.
I never would have known that. Oh, wow.
My man do pterodactyls. Like,
I can't wait. Oh, we doing that day. We doing that on Monday. I'm showing that. Because you know we go live. We're going to go live. Yeah, I can't wait.
Oh, man.
Man, this is
you gotta come over here, girl. But yeah, man, like, this is part of the growth of, right. This is just growth. Like, things happen. You never know until you get involved what could happen. Mm-hmm. And this is it. Like, you know, I've watched TV and seen, like, buildings get set on fire and all that. And that just, then it's over.
Yeah.
And so, if it ain't that bad, it's just a little break-in. I mean, it's just like, yeah, we was mad at first because your initial think is, okay, Saturday, and you're just so angry about what you've been working this hard
for. Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? This ain't just like a couple of weeks. This is... this whole Portland experience, is 3.5 years, to that day.
Yeah.
And then it starts all over. You feel me? Like, now we got to get everybody in the store, and everybody who always asks me about a store, this was their time to come through and really get an experience. You know, I tried to get that experience, like you just said, Ambush, at the Park the Carts. I learned that from Dave Jefferson. You know what I'm saying? Stacking kicks. Because he'll come through with about 10, he'll come through with everything. I'm like, this guy's crazy. You know what I'm saying? My line?
Yeah.
They would come through with the mannequins and everything, make a store right where he at. And I was like, okay, I got to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And like him and Black Mannequin, them dudes, they go hard.
Yeah.
So I learned a lot from that. You know what I mean? So when he came to the spot to park the carts, I mean, oh yeah, this is, you know, I got my son there and everything sometimes. Yeah. Oh yeah, this the crib, this the store, and this is all my people in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
Felt welcome every single time. Yeah, felt definitely. Absolutely welcome every single time. Part of the squad.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
Please understand that. You're going to get that exact same energy at the brick and mortar, at the shop. You know, that same welcoming feeling. I would encourage everyone that hasn't had a chance to interact with Chocolate Dope as a brand. Hop on board. Hop on board now.
Yeah.
Don't wait for these drops because you might miss some stuff. For real.
And just make sure to show up on that fourth, just, you know, for a couple of reasons. One, of course, to support young entrepreneurs. Then outside of that, the double back, right? That little setback. Let's show out, show the community, show whoever that was that wanted to be reckless that night, that didn't stop nothing, and we actually came back this strong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate you, sir. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, sir. The numbers.
Yes.
Hey.
All of that.
Yes. Appreciate you, man.
Yeah.